The Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
But now, as we conclude these three points of the Spirit's involvement, I call your attention to the book of Jude. It's only one chapter. It's written in a way to deal with the rise of fleshliness that brings about the sin. He addresses the false teachers and how we should interact with them. And he concludes by saying we should hold on to the true faith. When we get to verse 16, he says, "These are the murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaks great swelling words." That means there's always somebody trying to flatter you. Solomon says, when flattery comes, and this is in the NIV, he says, when flattering comes, just treat it like perfume. Let it come and you smell it for a while and let it go. Don't let it linger. Don't believe your own press clippings, because the very people who put down palm branches on Palm Sunday will say, "Crucify you by Wednesday." He said, their mouth speaks great swelling words. He says, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. In other words, they lift people so they can get a better position. He said, you beware of these people who try, well, Bishop Lambert, I'm telling you, you just the greatest thing. God speaks through you. Praise God. I'm telling you, you God's man. Hallelujah. I understand you need an administrative pastor. I volunteer. Nah. He says, but beloved, remember the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus, how they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. He said, these are the ones who separate themselves. See there, there's a sign. People who separate. God's calling me to himself. No, he's calling you with us. He's not, my right arm can't function if I cut it off. It functions because it's part of this body. They separate themselves, Jude says. He says they separate themselves. They are sensual, which means they go by feelings. They're always telling you what they think, what they feel. But never what the Word of God says. He says they have not the Spirit, capital S. He says, but you, beloved, you build yourselves up on your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, once again, the Pentecostal mindset was when we heard that particular passage, and I used to teach that as well, that when we talk about praying in the Holy Ghost, that meant that we pray until tongues come. But that's not what he's talking about. He simply is saying you build yourself up by praying Spirit-directed prayers. Pray in the Holy Ghost, in the will of the Holy Ghost. Now watch When you go over to Romans chapter 8, we'll tie two pieces of evidence together. In Romans chapter 8, it's a very difficult passage to split. Because the verbiage causes great difficulty in exegesis. They use a lot of prepositions and a lot of conjunctions at the beginning of the sentences. So it makes it difficult for exegetical teaching to find a place of beginning. You have a place of connection. Theoretically, verses 18 and following begin at verse 12. Therefore, in light of what I previously taught you, we owe something not to the flesh, but we're to live after the Spirit. And if we live after the Spirit in verse 13, we will kill the deeds of the body. Constantly kill them, then we will live joyful and productive lives. Because as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the offspring, the sons of God. You have not received the spirit of bondage to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption. And as a result of that, there's an intimacy between you and God where you go from the formal father, a formal God, into Abba, Father. A relational statement. Now the Spirit will bear witness with us that we are children of God. That's an internal witness that doesn't come from me. In other words, as I said several months ago, when I was born to a family. I never saw them before. So when I was brought home, these strange people had to watch me and give me care. As I grew older, their identification became clear. That's your sister, that's your brother, those are your cousins, that's your uncle, that's your aunt. What brought about identification? Connection. The only person I knew was my mother. And that was because I spent 9 months knowing her. I didn't even know my father. They told me, go to your father. You ever notice that? Go to your father. They could have sent you to anybody. You wouldn't have known. Go to your father. See, that's why the first word out of your mouth, mama, because you don't know how to d yet. You don't know how to get that tongue up on the roof of the mouth. But the mama comes first. And so what Paul is saying here is that the longer you walk with God, the more the relationship turns to a more intimate one.
Yes, sir.
At some point in your spiritual evolution, you're going to go from most holy father, thou who wast, is, and soonest to come, you're going to turn to daddy. Help a brother out. He loves it when you have become informal. Now, some of you will get offended by this and say, oh, you're approaching the most holy God. You're approaching the most righteous God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. But that's in ceremony. But when you are in situations and you just need daddy. When my daughter comes to visit me, she says, I want to talk to my dad. I don't want to talk to the pastor or the bishop. It's not the pastor and the bishop that's riding on the roller coaster with his son. It's dad. It's not the holy, regal, righteous God that's going through the furnace with you. It's Father. There's a relationship that develops. And Paul says, this is how you get to know him. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs. That means everything Jesus receives, we receive. If we suffer with him, then we will also be glorified together. Then he goes into some other good things, good things, good things, good things, good things. Now listen carefully. He says, for we are saved by hope, verse 24. But hope that is seen is not hope. There's no conflict. We are saved by grace through faith. That's the act. The act of salvation is grace that has been administered by faith. But he is saying that we are saved by hope. That simply means that we don't see it. We're walking in the hope of that calling. It doesn't mean doubt. It's not hope like, gee, I hope I'm saved. No, he is saying that our salvation is a futuristic thing that we can't see. So he uses, in his limited vocabulary, he uses the word hope just to illustrate that it's a futuristic event. We're saved by hope. He says, because if a person sees it, then why does he yet hope for it? So we have the hope of heaven. We know it's there, but we have the hope of heaven. He says, but if we hope for that which we see not, he said, then we with patience wait for it. We know it's coming. So we're hoping. We know it's coming. We know it's coming. Sometimes I tell my wife, she's like the second coming of Christ. She goes someplace, and when she's out, she'll call me. I'm on my way. Then I'll get another phone call. I'm at Upsall. Then I get another phone call. I'm around the corner. Then I get another phone call. I'm pulling down the street. I said, why do you do that? I said, just come on. I said, why do you keep doing that? She said, I do that just in case you need something and want to say to me, well, while you're on your way, stop and do so-and-so. And that's what the Lord is saying. We all know he's coming back. But every time we gather together to hear the word of God, he's letting us know, I'm a little closer, and we say to him, but Father, I have a need, and while you're on your way, can you do this for me? I know you're coming, but while you're on your way, can you give me just a little more grace to deal with this?
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
09316A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Deliverance International Church is now live streaming. Tune in and experience live worship with us through the Bethel app, Facebook, and BethelDeliverance.org. It's all happening Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Your worship experience is just one click away.